I always like to have relevant guests and guests that are quite important and do important things. And today is no exception. I have on the line right now the lovely Hannah Sugars from the group Generation Z. Hello, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay, thank you. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm even better now because I've just looked out the window. And as you said hello, the sun started shining.
Oh, that's lovely. I'm glad to hear that. It's not the same over here.
Where are you?
I am in Bushy, just outside of Watford.
Bushy! I know it well. I used to live in Boreham Wood.
Oh, I see. How nice.
look down your nose at me because I lived in Boreham Wood. Everybody else did. That's why I came back here.
No, not at all.
my kids live over in Boreham Wood as well. They're over there. But they're a couple of weeks older than you. One's 22 and the other one's 21. And you're not 18 yet, though, are you?
No, I'm 16.
No. And you've got this brilliant record out.
Yes.
That is...
It came out just a couple of days ago.
That is wonderful. So come on, tell me a little bit about you first. You're a singer?
I am a singer. And my passion is singing.
How long have you been singing?
Well, pretty much as soon as I discovered my vocal cords. I've been singing a long time.
So the first song you learned, was it Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet?
Oh, I don't know what the first song I learned was.
It's just most kids learn that first when they're in the car and you're going somewhere and Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet? Are We There Yet?
Probably something like Twinkle Twinkle.
Yes, you're going to find when you, if you pursue this career as a singer and you do get some notoriety, someone will find a video of when you were three singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star and put it on Facebook.
I can't wait.
So you've been singing as long as you can remember. You love to sing.
I love to sing. I love to perform.
How did you get involved with Generation Z then?
Well, I attended performing arts school at the Academy Watford, They alerted me to these auditions that were being held.
Mm-hmm.
And being that I am so passionate about singing, I thought I'd grab the opportunity with both hands, give it my best shot. And I turned up. This audition was pre-lockdown. Initially, the song was just covering relevant teen issues at the time. They knocked it down to 10, and then I was obviously thrilled to have been one of those 10.
Wow.
Feel very privileged to be a part of the project, and being that these circumstances, they came up with an alternative idea that was quite appropriate based on all of this, and so the song became about resilience and strength and coping in these tough times.
So who else is in the band? Is it a mixture of boys and girls?
So it's a mixture. There are 10 of us.
Right.
What,
five boys, five girls, or just...
I don't think it is... No, I don't think
it's... A rough mix.
Yeah, a rough mix.
And did you record this song before lockdown, or did you have to record it individually during lockdown and then they all put it together?
During lockdown, we were called into studios one by one, or socially distanced.
Yeah.
And the song we also recorded on music video during this time. Again, all socially distanced, fields, parks, where we weren't limited with space.
Oh, good.
And we were all 2 metres apart the entire time.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
It was a very welcome distraction.
I bet it was. I bet, because being stuck indoors, not being able to go very far, must be so mind-numbingly boring.
Completely directionless, lacking in motivation. This song has provided me with a purpose, united me with 10 others. So, probably suffering similarly.
So I'm just going to say, anybody else in the group, have they got issues as well that are bothering them, like being stuck in lockdown or being bullied or bereavements and stuff?
I think the majority of people having been confined to their houses or the four walls of their bedrooms would go slightly insane.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's mentally draining, too much time to think. Can't be good for anyone.
Yes, and then the stuff that you like to do becomes boring because you end up doing it every day and you think, do I have to do this again today? Well, I don't really want to do this. What can I do? I'll look out the window. So who wrote the song?
So it was Perry Young and Daniela Joseph, Brian Edgery. They are all the people behind this.
Right. And they go on.
Come on, there. You go.
Okay. So they wrote the song, put you all together, yeah. And it's now a charity record.
Yeah, we are raising money for two phenomenal charities.
Which are?
They are Grief Encounter, yes, and Young Minds.
Lovely. Is I don't know if you know this, is Young Minds a spin-off of the Mind charity, or is it something completely different?
I can't confirm that, but I do know that they...
That's what Google's for.
I do know
for.
That they focus heavily on teenage mental health.
That's what Google's for. People can go and look it up themselves. I just thought if you know, it would save them looking up. Doesn't matter. But yeah, so Young Mind is... Say that again. Is for what?
Is their focus is heavily on teenagers, teenage mental health.
Yes. That's good. And the other charity is a bereavement charity.
Yes, specifically for people who have lost parents, siblings, you know, both of which would fuel lots of mental health problems.
Well, so. Of course.
Both focus heavily on mental health, I would say.
So I'm looking forward to playing this song in a minute here on the show.
Looking forward to hearing it again.
But what I'd like you to tell me is who are your influences as a singer? Who do you look at and think, I want to emulate you, or you have inspired me to do this? Who are your idols, so to speak?
Are we talking famous people, relatives, or...
Well, no, anything, combination. If there's somebody in the family that's inspired you to sing, even better, you can give them a mention.
Well, we'll stick with fame. I do. I love a bit of Lady Gaga, Ariana Grande, anything from Harry Styles to Shawn Mendes to Mac Miller, just a bit of everything, really.
And is there somebody out there that you like to emulate when you're singing? Somebody who you see in your head and you think, yes, you are driving me on? Who, anybody like that?
I'd say Ariana Grande.
Yeah, yeah.
Bit of an idol.
She does inspire a lot of young ladies your age, really, doesn't she?
Yeah.
And she's doing quite a bit out there as well.
Yeah, she's doing brilliantly.
She's got an amazing voice, amazing. So are you taking any lead parts in this, or is it just a complete ensemble song?
Sorry, could you say that again?
Are you taking a lead vocal in this, or is everybody just singing together?
I am one of the chosen soloists.
Oh, yeah. Lovely.
So I do have a couple of lines on my own. Feel very privileged to be chosen.
Did it make you a bit more prouder than you would if you were just standing at the back singing along?
Maybe, yeah. Slightly.
Oh, bless you. That's absolutely wonderful.
Nice. I've got quite a prominent feature in the music video.
Good.
It is available on YouTube. Anybody interested?
It's called Generation Z, and it's called Strong, if you want to look it up on YouTube.
Yes, and if everybody could download the song on iTunes, as that is how we are raising the money for the charities. All of the proceeds go to Grief Encounter and Young Minds if we download on iTunes. So it's so, so important.
Is it only just iTunes or any of the other paying download sites, or just iTunes?
I believe that the downloads in iTunes,
okay,
go to the charities.
So if you go to iTunes, your iTunes music store, type in Generation Z and it'll Girl. Come up.
Yes.
Ah, lovely. And all the money from that is going to the relative charities.
Yes.
Wonderful. Oh, that's brilliant. So mm-hmm. I think it's time we hear the song.
Okay, I look forward to hearing it.
And I'm going to say to you, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
It wasn't, you see, it wasn't as bad as you thought, was it?
No.
No.
So bad.
And good luck in the future as well with your recording career.
Thank you. I do hope to pursue something someday.
You've got to keep at it. You've got to believe in yourself, okay? Keep at
okay.
it. And don't take no for an answer. You just keep
pushing.
You just keep pushing forward, and you know what? You will get there. You meet the right person, the right time, and it all takes off. Trust me.
It's a game of luck, isn't it?
It is a bit of a game of luck, and it's also being in the right place at the right time.
Indeed.
Definitely.
Well, I hope I'm in the right place at the right time then.
Well, you are at the moment, and people can see you. Your face is seen around the world on YouTube, and they're just about to hear you right now on Phoenix FM.
Very excited.
For the meantime, Hannah Sugars, you take care. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
It's a little bit crazy how the world's turned upside down. It's a little bit funny how the life that we once knew has disappeared from view.
We gotta breathe in and take the pain. We will climb and rise again. We gotta stay calm and ride the storm together. We gotta fight now and we'll come through. We all know what we gotta do. We're telling everybody
amazing tune. Every time I hear it, it just gets better. From a bunch of talented guys as well, known as Generation Z. The song's called Strong. As Hannah said, you can get it from Amazon. She said you can get it from iTunes. But she then said before she hung up, you can get it from Amazon as well, and you can download it on Spotify. So if you go to Spotify and listen to it, every time you click on it, they get a few pence for that as well. So either buy it on Amazon, buy it on iTunes, or listen to it on Spotify. Generation Z and Strong. And every time you listen to it, some money goes to them. It's all worthwhile for the charities, and all raising money for a jolly good cause. And there's some very talented people on that tune as well. I'll be playing that for a little while longer here on Drive Time on Phoenix FM, because it is a nice tune. In fact, I might even ask to put it on the A-list. It's such a lovely song. Thank you very much, by the way, to Hannah for that. That was wonderful.